Lance McCullers will join us tomorrow at 8:20, brought to you by Trailer Wheel and Frame, your number one source for all of your trailer and towing needs tomorrow. Lance McCullers, 8:20.
We're trying to keep it at the one-run game with a really effective, you know, closer against the middle part of their order. So we get out of that 3-2. We got plenty of outs left, and you never know what can happen, as we saw. It looked like a couple of weird things. You know, the infield hit to Bogarts. He had fielder shorts, a great play by Bregman. His defense is pretty good. And then, you know, the hit-by-pitches, you know, barely touches Holt. They replay it, and we all thought it hit him. And then, you know, gets a two-strike count to Moreland and then hits him going up and in. So that sets up the Bradley at bat, no margin for error, big swing. So it was really the matter of a couple. He didn't finish at bats, you know, as well as he normally does.
That was Hinch all about the Osuna decision and the inning and the decision to keep him in despite the fact that he hit two batters.
There's an article in The Athletic this morning about Jackie Bradley and how, he plays the game without a whole lot of hooping, hollering, and demonstrations and everything. He goes about it the old school way.
That's
so
fine.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean other than this morning, other than that I feel like Boston people are pulling the old snobbery thing again, trying to act like they do things differently than everybody else and that they're not cheaters, all these things.
This is a must-win game today.
Yeah.
When Charlie Morton is on the mound at 7:39 p.m. Central, tonight, folks, is a must-win game for the defending World Series champions. Because I'm going to tell you this. Last year in the ALCS, they lost three games in a row, and they bounced back, and they obviously won the series. You can have Verlander pitch a game where you're down in a series to get you to the next game where you have to win the next game. But it can't be two games. It can't be you're down 3-1, then you pitch Verlander, then you got to win two more games at Fenway Park. This baseball team, mark this down, please, and I hope this doesn't come to this anyway. They are not falling down 3-1 and winning this series. It ain't going to happen.
Okay.
Got to win.
Okay, so if this is, I'll indulge you for a moment and say this is a must-win series. A must-win game. Let's see. Charlie Morton, to win this game, you can't just win this game. You have to go on to win the series. How many innings does Charlie Morton have to pitch?
I think I'm going to say five.
He's pitched four innings in the last month.
Yep.
And he looked good in the last one, but he hasn't gone more than a couple innings at a time in over a month. And I just don't know I don't know how that affects his endurance. I'm not worried about his endurance necessarily, but I am worried about just how healthy he is. Or like, is he going to look awesome for three innings? And then all of a sudden, because if it's injury related, or health related, is he going to fall apart really quickly and really drastically in the fourth inning? This is a huge night for AJ Hinch. This is the night where AJ Hinch and his decision on what to do with Charlie Morton becomes huge. Now,
yeah.
if you do pull him early, then also Charlie Morton's going to be around for perhaps pitching in relief in the seventh inning, in the seventh game in the series. It's not must win, but it's very, very, very should win.
It's must win. If this is different because if they had the home games, I'd feel good. Like if they were right now in Boston or something like that, I'd feel good about them with the idea of being down 3-2 or something like that. But you're down 3-1, and you got those two games at Fenway Park. That's going to be really tough, especially when you're thinking that you might have Dallas Keuchel out on the mound for a Game 7 pitching in cold weather or something along those lines. And on top of that, I mean, Gerrit Cole at Fenway Park again, which did not go so well for him either. And to your point about this game, yeah, what happens with Charlie Morton is huge. And I mean, I think you have to turn to Lance McCullers after whenever you take him out of the game eventually, because you need someone that's actually going to be able to go for a long period of time. I mean, this is going to be a big spot for Lance McCullers, I imagine, today.
But I wonder, okay, are they approaching it that way with Lance? Because Lance, the whole time since he's been coming back, the thinking has been, okay, he's two innings. You know, and okay, do you stretch him to three innings? Like, you have the same injury considerations with him, and including what he's been prepared for in his simulated games, in his bullpen sessions, all of that. As far as I've seen, has mostly been centered around those two innings. So,
right, I understand that. Yeah. Now you're in that borderline territory where you might have to throw out your plans and start doing some wacky stuff. And look, McHugh only pitched a third of an inning. I'm sure that McHugh
he's available
could pitch for a couple as well. But
it's time to go go back to 2017 mode and like
yeah.
use your starters and guys who have recently been starters as your pitchers in this series.
Okay.
I don't want anybody out there unless they used to be a starter. Peacock, McHugh, I don't give a damn. We can't trust Osuna. Osuna has rocked the foundation of my trust in this baseball team just because like that's your damn closer. That's the guy that's supposed to be able to like, okay, look, you throw him out there in a high leverage situation and everything will be all right. Now, we do need to point out, as one of our listeners did during the break, that Keuchel did what he does, which is he had a shaky first inning, and then he was okay after that, except that the defense helped out a whole bunch there.
Tony Kemp?
Without some, Reddick made a really nice catch, but I feel like it wasn't an otherworldly, ridiculous catch. That was a very catchable ball. But, you know, Bregman and that play he made, without the defense yesterday, the pitching pitched worse than the score was.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the scary thing.
I think it's totally fair, and that's a concern. That was a great point by a texter. Another rant that I have. Today, I'm not in a great mood today between the loss and the fact that, I don't know, I'm a disaster.
Well,
you
were told last night that the elevators weren't going to be working
morning. So I woke up extra early, came, and the elevators were fine.
But I can tell Paul's grumpy because he's been doing a deep dive into this, the non-cheating cheating scandal.
I was up until 1 in the morning. I thought I would find at least one nugget where there was something to it.
Like some actual substance. To it.
Right, yeah. there's nothing to it. This is your routine. Hey, a baseball team steals signs. Wow, shocker! Well, and one team was suspicious of a guy's placement. Yeah. And yeah, the placement was fishy. But per the baseball rules, that's not illegal. What he was doing. Maybe the Astros get fined. I don't know.
And I know what you're most annoyed about, though. And I'm going to tell you this: it's the lack of integrity and ethics from the Boston media, who are presenting this as, well, wow, if Major League Baseball looked into it, then they must be guilty. They must have done something. Like, no, there was a complaint. They looked into it. Looks like the case is closed. And yet they continue to report it as, oh, Astros got caught red-handed. Why are Boston media members such shills for Boston teams? I don't understand that. I don't understand why they basically get their marching orders and then that's what they do.
It's a small town, that's why.
Is that what it is?
It's a parochial small town.
Are they treated like the same way? Does the mob control everything the way they control realtors up there?
They're a little more paranoid about defending things because of Spygate, Deflategate. Like,
But does the media understand they're not the ones being attacked? Like, they don't have to shill for the teams that way.
I think some people
do.
Think others don't. Yeah. And that's what I think is just in this town's DNA after what the Patriots, they feel, were put through.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, based off of some of the things that I've been reading, there are a little bit of similarities to Spygate from this perspective. It seems that placement of the camera is the focal point in this.
Where you're allowed to do certain things,
right.
Where you're allowed to camp up. I did wonder about that because the issue seemed to be that it was an Astros employee sitting in area for credentialed media members,
and
he was
credential.
Not credentialed media members. So I did wonder, like, all right,
if
you're the organization on your home field, like, can't you basically station somebody wherever you would actually want?
You would think.
I mean, like, James Harden could have been sitting there next to Tillman Fertitta and stealing signs. That would have been awesome. What if James Harden, they should have stuck Chris Paul right next to Tillman Fertitta and because Chris Paul's so smart, then somehow alleged that he was doing something.
Here's why I'm bothered by this whole thing. The guy didn't have any of his belongings confiscated, and on top of that, an Astro staffer came down and they didn't kick him out of the ballpark.
Right.
They were going to, and they let him stay in the ballpark. And I don't know what was done that was wrong here because he was never taken into custody or anything like that. He wasn't kicked out of the stadium. And he didn't have any of his stuff confiscated.
Yeah.
And to me, like, that would be a smoking gun. To me, this is a guy who wasn't credentialed, who apparently is fairly close to Jim Crane, in particular Jim Crane's son. This guy is overzealous, and per the Forbes report, he was there because he was trying to make sure that the Red Sox weren't stealing signs from the Astros like they had been caught doing last year.
I know what happened here. This is yet another case of this was a white lady who saw a person of color in a place and said, like, hey, here's a person of color. I need the authorities to come down here and tell me what's going on here. This is what it is, Paul. Just like all these other videos we see of very... You guys don't get the joke I'm making.
No, I get it.
Let's move on. All right.
Time now for headlines.
Did you see the latest incident here?
Which one?
It was a woman that was just asking a guy what he was doing in his own apartment
complex. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 2018.
What are you doing here? I'm trying to get to my apartment. Well, I don't know about that.
Sadly, there are so many specific videos that are like that. I've become numb to it. I'm sorry. That went over my head, though.
Which video was it?